David from Rio Rancho, you know, I get these little computer blasts as we go on, says, hey, Art, listen carefully to your guest. He's attempting to use mind manipulation techniques to assert himself on the audience, or even you, Art, be careful. Well, duh, David, yes, I'm very well aware of that as I hear it. I know what he's trying to do, and he knows what he's trying to do, and would you really expect anything less? Welcome back, Aaron.
Welcome. NLP, it's no secret that I do employ the use of neuro-linguistic programming and other technologies.
All right. The audience, of course, at this point in the show, generally gets to ask somebody like yourself a question. Now, this should be an interesting experience for you. Aaron, what do you expect?
I expect that people love it. This is the entertainment part of the show. Of course, if the other part of the show is just fascinating, but I mean, this part, people love the war between the Christians and the evil one, I guess. I'm guessing that you're going to see a wide range of people who either support this, who are horrified by it, or deeply disturbed by it.
Let's find out. First-time caller line, you're on the air with Aaron Donahue. Good morning.
Good morning. My name's Carl. I'm calling out of Ohio. I was wondering what Aaron sees for the Native American population to come about with all this, and I'll hang up so I can listen to the answer.
All right. He's asking about the Native American population. As all of these things begin to happen, what will become of them, Aaron?
I love that question. In fact, I love the Native Americans. The indigenous people are not just here in the United States. They're in Russia. They're in Africa. They're all over the world, and they are deeply connected culturally and spiritually with the earth. If you're connected with the earth, you will survive. The Native American Indian who is connected with the earth the most will have the highest probability of surviving. For example, those people who were hit by this horrible tsunami, those people who are connected with the earth, the indigenous people ran up into the mountains. The animals knew instinctively to run up into the mountains. The people who are disconnected from the earth stayed down on the beach and looked at this and let it hit them. This is a great analogy for what will happen to the Native American Indians who remain faithful and connected to the Red Road, the path of the earth, the path of being connected with our great mother. In our mythology as a Luciferian, we believe that we're born the primordial soup, that this is our mother and our father is Lucifer. We deeply respect the earth as the Native Americans do, and we know that if we connect up with the earth, we will survive.
And so they will survive.
I bet they will.
All right. Wildcard Line, you're on the air with Aaron Donahue. Hi.
Yeah, hi. My name is Fargo. I'm calling from New York State.
All right.
And I just wanted to say that when I first heard about remote viewing and I heard Ed Dame speaking, I got very excited, and I...
Where'd you go?
Oh, no.
Oh, there you are. Okay, go ahead, ma'am. I'm sorry.
Hi. Did you just hear me before? Or did
yes,
I...
yes.
Oh,
you,
okay.
You said you got very excited.
About Ed Dames and the whole possibility of being able to remote view. And as time went on, and it seemed like much of what he was saying wasn't panning out, and, you know, being off by 1,000 miles and calling it hits, and... I then heard you interviewing Aaron, and I thought, maybe there's something a bit better. So, Aaron, now that you've gotten me and probably a bunch of other people excited about this PAN, I go to your website, and it's really unclear. Are you actually about teaching it? Is there some way that we can actually learn this from you?
You bet. My sister, Jennifer Sharp, is actually teaching online. And if you go through my website, you'll see where you can sign up to learn lessons. And we give you the base program of remote viewing. There's no one in the world that knows more about remote viewing than my sister. She's a certified remote viewing instructor. She, too, was trained by Ed Dames and myself, and she knows PAN.
Because
I
clicked on it, and there was no links to signing up.
I'm sorry, it's the show. There's so many people.
Gotcha.
We have a separate computer that deals with that. I'm guessing that we have a rush of people signing in. If you email me and give me your name right now, this your first name, that's fine.
Okay.
Gosh, I'll get 10,000 people doing the same thing. I'll know who you are as a psychic. Email me, please.
Okay.
You go to my website and find that email address, and I will make sure that you have a place, because I have a really good feeling about you. You can do PAN. I think you have an ability, and you have a spiritual calling. You know you can feed your family with this.
Great.
You're in a position where you really need this. And this is not, you don't have to trade your soul for something like this. This is something you can do regardless of you know, what background you have. You got to leave your belief system at the door if you're going to do this, because Pan will not allow a Christian or a Muslim or a Buddhist to enter.
Mm-hmm.
You're screened at the door of your belief system. You got to leave it there. But if you can do that, and I got a feeling about you, I think you'll be very successful. And it isn't difficult for you to learn. And yes, we are teaching people and screening people right now, and I need more women. Because you see, I have just truckloads of men signed up for this. And, of course, I love women. You have no idea how much I love them. So I would love to see more equality, and I would like to see some of my top students to be female. And that would help the whole planet.
Sounds
really,
like
because
a,
you're going to be a future leader.
Sounds like a date.
Thank you.
Oh, really?
Okay.
Good.
All right. Take care, and thank you very much. And
good.
I'm sure you'll recognize her when she pops in, wherever it is.
She'll remind me.
Your psychic ability. And by the way, on this soul-selling stuff, or trading, is there anything really to that, Aaron? Is there a magic little moment where, well, I mean, we did talk about the perfectly possessed, where they make a decision within themselves. It doesn't have to be spoken, or the devil doesn't have to appear, and you don't have to sign a paper. It just is a done deal.
Art, these are fractured people. It doesn't mean they're defective. It means something went wrong, usually in third trimester when the soul begins to be expressed. There's only one soul, and we all share it. What happens is some of these people are fractured. If they're molested as children, you can damage their psyche to the extent that you can fracture. You can fracture them, and they're no longer a soul person. They are shells of being, and those are the people that are chosen. That those are the people. It's not a choice we make. It's a matter of well, ultimately, it is a choice we make. You're right, Art. You're right about that. But when it comes to possession, if you don't have the light of the soul in you, you're vulnerable. One-third of the human race right now, these are people who are shells of beings. They were either molested or something happened to their psyche that does not allow them to express the soul completely.
All right. East of the Rockies, you're on the air with Aaron Donahue.
Yes, my name is Dragon, and I'm on the East Coast.
Dragon, speak up good and loud.
Okay, yeah, Aaron, I'm a huge fan of yours. In fact, I listen to you every Sunday on your internet radio show, which is fantastic, by the way. And since I've started listening, I've become a Luciferian, and the change in my life has just been phenomenal. Great things have happened to me, and I feel very positive. I noticed that your movement is more about nature and saving the earth and saving humanity and saving the soul. And so I really must thank you for that. It's a wonderful movement.
Well, thank you, Dragon. That's wow, it's quite an honor. Thank you for the compliment. And wow, that's uplifting to think that we get. That's thank you very much. That's very nice.
Really, yes. Well, thank you. And
all right, so this really has changed your life. In what way? Are you materially better off? Have things started going well? What's the deal?
Well, let me say that there was a time when I was really searching in religion, looking for truth.
Yes.
And I never really found it, and I never felt any true, real religious experience until I met Aaron online, and it was phenomenal. Aaron taught people on the Internet, on his radio show, how to open up their anahata and to connect with Mother Earth. And since I did that, I've noticed that I am more connected. I feel it. I feel it in my heart chakra. And my third eye, I think a lot of people who listen to Aaron start to resonate with him, and they feel this good thing. It's a totally good, totally positive thing. And they even start to feel their third eye chakra.
So you're not at all concerned you've made the incorrect choice?
Oh, no, absolutely not. No, this is the movement of the future. As soon as more and more people get turned on to this and see the light and the truth, they'll realize that the angel has been deceiving them for at least 2,000 years.
Well, indeed, angels have been known to be tricky. All right, thank you very much. Well, so far, so good, Aaron. I expected raging distemper, frankly. West of the Rockies, you're on the air with Aaron Donahue. Good morning.
Good morning, Art.
Yes, sir.
My name is Steve. I'm in Northern California.
All right.
I'm so happy that you've gotten over your animosity towards people called Steve. My question for Aaron. Aaron, I feel that you have a lot better ideas than the people who are involved with any other religion with which I'm familiar.
Thank you.
Have no belief system. I simply seek the truth and always have.
Sir, we're on the same page there.
Okay.
I'm also a seeker.
One question I want to ask you, though, is if you can predict the darn lottery 11 times in a row, why aren't you a billionaire?
I'm on my way, sir. I guarantee you I'm on my way. I'm going to be the first to do that. By the way, this is very difficult work. Most people think it's like a television. You just turn on the TV and you can see it and it's easy. It takes me hours to render one symbol or one number.
I understand. It must be very difficult. Let me ask you one further question, if I may. I'm fascinated with dinosaurs. Could you comment on dinosaurs?
Yes, and the one thing I want to say, you would say that. Are you psychic? Do you have an innate ability?
No, because he's already gone. So dinosaurs, out of the blue.
I was just thinking the same thing, and he connected with me. How odd that. It's very odd.
Really?
Well, now, the thing about the dinosaur is this. I really wanted to tell people, and I forgot to say that during the show, so thank you, sir, which was, look, when you're looking at all this extinction that happened at the end of the Cretaceous period and so on, there are species that survived immense changes on the Earth through the end of the Cretaceous period. Through all, it survived. Those same species are dying today. So if you want to put things into perspective, how different the planet is today in terms of eco death and destruction because of man-made conditions, it could be nothing else. You have species that survived amazing calamity at the end of the Cretaceous period that are now going extinct.
Okay. International Line, you're on the air with Aaron Donahue. Good morning.
It's Cretaceous period, not Cretaceous period.
I thought I said Cretaceous period. Did I not say that?
You said Cretaceous, but it's Cretaceous.
Oh, I stand corrected. Thank you. You're correct.
No problem.
Yeah.
Okay, about this whole demonic angelic possession thing, you haven't really supplied all that much proof on it, though. I'd like to hear a bit more proof to get me convinced that, you know, angels are really working against us or whatever you're saying.
That's a worthy question.
Yes, it is a wonderful question. By the way, it takes years of personal experience to gain confidence in what you're seeing. You must question everything, especially as a magician. Now, what I'm talking about is years of experience. The only way you, sir, can learn or understand or believe what I know is based upon experience alone. That's why you need to learn what I know. My door is wide open for you to investigate this personally. That's why we teach online. We teach you to look at this objectively. And by the way, I want to thank you for correcting me.
No problem.
Yeah, because it's deeply appreciated.
Yeah,
English is very important.
I just noticed things like that, so yeah.
Well, that's why you'd be an excellent practitioner of Pan. And by the way, you can use Pan to investigate these other paranormal regions. And you can judge them for yourself on your own because it's the only way for you to know the truth. Now, collectively, we all come to the same conclusion that, to me, is approaching level two truth.
All right, so in other words, you're really telling him that there is no proof you can offer him now other than perhaps the lottery numbers you hit or whatever. He's got to experience this for himself.
Well, right from here, through the Internet, he can't touch or experience this thing the way he can firsthand. That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
I do have proof, by the way. I haven't released the movies of the demons. I have not released the movies of the UFOs that we have called down. There are many things that I'm not ready to release, but when I do, they're undeniable. Right now, I'm only allowed to release the proof that I can see the future through numbers. Now, if I can see the future through the lottery and prove it to you, then when I say the Earth is dying and you look at the empirical evidence, you look at the data that's available today, then you can come safely to a conclusion and join me into level two truth and say, yes, he's right. We're in trouble. Let's do something together. Let's really raise consciousness and do something about this problem. We have first identified it. So I do know that people who pay attention to detail, such as you do, would be an excellent practitioner of Pan. And so I want to invite you to learn this. To explore it. And of
Man,
course, I have proof
you
there's no way I can do it.
A few of the old managers I had at call centers. But thanks for the offer anyways.
All right.
If you're mentioning this, I mean, it's almost like you're just poking fun at it, not really making a clear, concise point about it. You should actually come here saying that you're going to do something instead of say, well, yeah, thanks, but no thanks. Why did you call unless you're here to mock me?
I'm not mocking you, man.
And what's your point?
I, in fact, before I called, I came to the conclusion after I called and as I was listening.
Yeah, so
but
you made your decision before you called. I
came
okay,
with the question.
Caller next.
I came with the question about the...
Yeah, great.
All right. All right, caller. Thank you. First-time caller line, you're on the air with Aaron Donahue.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Oh. This is William from Detroit off of CKLW.
Yes, sir.
I just got a question for Aaron. When you, aside from being in contact with Lucifer, you mentioned the Praetor Human Intelligence, and I was wondering if this was the same one that Crowley had spoken of, and if so, what's the best way that you recommend for tapping into this?
The best way to tap into this is to match resonance. And the number one way to do that is to know its frequency, to get in touch with its frequency. And you can do that by either getting involved with TAN and learning its frequency directly through looking at some of these numbers and understanding how they relate to you. Or you can develop technology to do this. But I recommend that you learn magic, that you learn thyself. Learn to connect with the earth and connect with the spirit forces that are teeming all around you. You don't have to take LSD to see these things. The LSD only works because this is chemistry that you can produce in your own brain through your repeated thought patterns. Open your third eye to see.
Okay, caller, what was that?
Yeah, now, you didn't answer the first part, though.
What was the first part?
The Praetor Human Intelligence that you get in contact with aside from Lucifer?
Yes.
Is it the same one that Crowley had?
It is, in fact. It's the one that gave us, in fact, I never answered the question about that, and it's a good one. And that has to do with the Liber Avaligis, the code in that book. Yes, it's the very same entity that Crowley actually drew a picture of.
Well, I was just ready to jump into those endeavors when I called. I got one last question, if I may.
Sure.
Have you ever thought about putting together musical intonations for the 72 keys of the Goetia?
Absolutely. In fact, that's what our music project is about. That's the true name of Lucifer, by the way.
Excellent.
And so in our music, we can literally express the name of Lucifer. And when you experience our music in any of our concerts, we use technology that can give you the altered state. You don't have to take drugs or break the law. When you leave our concert, you'll be normal. You can drive. You'll be the captain of your own ship, but you'll be under the influence of our technology. We're going to be using brain entrainment technology as well as light color frequencies that affect the brain in such a way, including suggestions, the way we present our work, and the actual name of Lucifer will be in our music.
Excellent. See, that's what I was curious about. Now, would this be the same as what would be the Shahem Foresh, or would that be the opposite end of the same intonation?
Oh, well, you know your stuff. By the way, it's identical.
That's what I was curious because I had never actually come through with the precise intonations, but by looking at these and some of these things, like, for instance, that Zalewski had with some of the extracurricular work on the Golden Dawn, I had kind of looked at both aspects, and they appeared to be the same bridge, but from two different entrances.
There have been several attempts to get there. I finally got there.
All right, listen, you guys, I've got to break this happy little meeting up.
Art, thank you. Thank you again, Aaron.
All right.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you both, and hold on. Two things before we return to the calls. One, Aaron, I want to give you a chance to plug anything you want to plug. You've got a website, I know, and anything else?
Well, I certainly don't want to sell anything, but we do have classes that we offer to teach all the basics of remote viewing, psychic functioning, on up to TAN. And that will be with Jennifer Sharp, and you can go to ummo.cc, and there we've kept the prices so low, no one can compete. I believe it's under $10.
Really?
Yes. And
really?
You can learn that.
Let me get that out. UMMO.cc, is that correct?
Yes.
.cc, okay. And so for $10 or whatever it is?
$10 a month. So we're keeping it low so people all over the world can learn this. And we're doing this through a video conference. So you can connect up through your Skype or any other way and actually get a video teaching course from Jennifer Sharp, who is a world expert, No one knows more than she does about remote viewing. So she's teaching all the basics, and we're screening people. And for the lucky seven, you get to join me personally for PAN training, and we're hitting the World Lottery. We're going there next.
How do you become one of the lucky seven? What's the criterion for
talent, attitude, such as the poor fellow that I still think I said crustacean, didn't I? Anyway, the
yes,
talent. I think he was just being the wrong end of a human being. The part where we eliminate certain toxins. That's what he was.
Oh, I see.
Typically, I find a lot of people like that, very antagonistic. If that attitude enters, sometimes I'll let those people learn.
Actually, I think they've been kind of easy on you, all told.
I know. I appreciate that, everyone.
Well,
thank you.
One never knows.
This is very popular, by the way. I have thousands of people from all over who are just dying to meet me. This is very, very popular, and this is a movement that will take over the four great religions, guaranteed. We're on the very ground floor of this thing. I'm just beginning to explain it. Now.
And for those, who don't join in, they'll have to go to re-education camps?
Well, yes. That's for the new world order.
Yes,
the new
I understand.
Government. That, in other words, people who don't participate or not involved with the spiritual movement, it can't be trusted.
Yes.
It'll be like that poor gentleman who's so sour and bitter.
So he's an example.
His disease, and he doesn't know yet, but he'll soon find out.
Oh, boy. So he's an example of somebody who'll be looking on the wrong side of the barbed wire.
Oh, wouldn't you just love it? I would love to see him on the wrong side. And I probably will.
First time caller line, your turn with Aaron Donahue.
Hey, yeah, I was wondering how Lucifer relates to, like, the Olympian creation tale with Uranus, like the god of the sky who came and mated with Gaia, because it sounds very similar to me.
It does.
It's a wonderful, wonderful story. And by the way, this mythology goes way, way back. And like I say, these mythologies are created to teach us about who we are. It doesn't mean they're the exact truth. It's about our spiritual and psychological evolution. Today, mythology, and I agree with Joseph Campbell, the late Joseph Campbell, mythology is in trouble because people are not developing their own mythology. They're not working together on a collective truth through their daily rituals. I would like to change that. I'd like to make mythology popular again. We need to develop our own mythology. And in the Luciferian Order, we've taken the world's great mythologies and brought them together to explain the existence of human life, where we're going, why we are here. And you know, mythology is not about something that's false or deceptive. It's something that cross-culturally everyone can relate to. And because of that, we can be unified in level two truth.
So without mythology, you really can't get your foot in the door.
No way. You really need to understand more about yourself and the culture you're involved with, where you come from, why you're here. You need to start questioning that and look at your mythologies. Look at your old mythologies. They're very, very important because within it is truth. It's not the truth, but within it you'll find it, such as the divinity within each and every one of us. There you will find truth.
All right. Wildcard line, you're on the air to find whatever truth you can get from Aaron. Hello.
Well, truth is obviously what's so. And it's also obviously so what, and I love it. So there.
Okay.
All right, thank you for having Aaron on. Aaron,
sure.
Thank you for being on the planet. It's a better place because you're here.
Oh,
and
thank you.
To clear up two things, first of all, my calico cat will explode and destroy the Earth before Planet X does. The other thing to clear up is the stuff you were talking about the terrorism. Here we are almost in March. Aaron covered this on the New Year's show in his short prediction segment.
Yes.
Okay. And if somebody wants to sign up for the PAN training, it's very simple. It's psiomni.com, psiomni.com. So, anyway.
Thank you, sir.
All right, my question is this. You know, the Bible thumpers rant and rave about demon possession. The real scary thing is angelic possession, and you've touched on this. How widespread is it, and how afraid should we be?
All right.
Very afraid. This has been a problem that has been encroaching on us. These spiritual parasites have been attacking us literally, psychologically, and physically for over 3,000 years. And in other words, they know that image of the mother with that child is repulsive to them. We are a threat to the angelic realms. They are supposed to be serving us. We do not serve the angel. We need to stop feeding the angel by loving it. If we stop loving the angel and start loving each other instead, angel will die. That's the key to killing angels. Stop loving your angel. Love not thy angel. Love thyself in order to best love others.
Aaron, I once had a Satanist on this program that I'll never forget. A young lady. I don't know if you ever heard a replay of this or you heard the original program or maybe never heard it all at all.
Not
but
at
she,
all.
She was a Satanist, and she said that she was working as hard as she could to see to it that her young child would join her in hell.
For her, that may be real. To me, it's symbolic. Now, I was a Satanist. I mean, I practiced the seven deadly sins, and I did so honestly. That's what I love about the Satanists. They're honest about it, whereas a Christian often is a hypocrite.
Well, that's there's something to that.
Yeah, so, I mean, she has developed her own mythology, and Satanists do that all the time.
Yeah.
They're wonderful people. They really are harmless, wonderful people.
Certainly got to put a chill down my spine. I mean, you could hear the absolute conviction with which she said it, as much as any Christian praising God.
From a Satanist? You bet, Art. And the thing about it is it's teaching you something about fear. It's opening your mind to what this really means.
All right.
And it doesn't mean that it's literal.
Okay. East of the Rockies, you're on the air with Aaron Donahue.
Good evening, Art. I met you in New York, and my name is Kevin, and I hear you on 1110 WBT, and a wonderful guest.
Hey.
Mr. Donahue, two questions for you.
Sure.
Who is the Maitreya, and what's going to happen on 6606? Kathleen Keating says he's the Antichrist, and I would like it if you got her on, by the way, Art. Love her. Love what she does. But what is your position on Maitreya, Benjamin Krem, and 6606?
Yeah, that's a good question. All right.
It is.
Maitreya?
Maitreya, no comment. As far as Benjamin...
No comment.
Yeah, I'm not going to comment on his work, but I can tell you that there's a lot of holes. But I'm not here to denigrate other people or to make them look bad. I just want everyone to join together and kind of help out this planet problem we have.
A lot of people asking about 6606.
Nothing.
Nada. Just
nothing. Zero. I don't feel it. Don't see it. It's not in my records.
All right. West of the Rockies?
I might find something tomorrow, but right now, if it was big, I would have seen it. Not there.
Well, West of the Rockies, you're on.
Hello, Art.
Hi.
And hello, Aaron.
Hello.
Hi. This is Steve Oak calling from the Portland metro area.
Hi, Steve.
How's it going?
Wow.
Art, I have to tell you, the first time I listened to Aaron C. Donahue was on an October 2003 show that George Norrie did, and again on the February 2004 show that you did. And I was just breathless. Aaron spoke right to my heart. And ever since then, I have been following him. And I am currently learning from his sister. And I have to tell you, the things that I have seen and heard are just astounding. They're hard to say that they are not real. And I have to tell you, after perusing his father's site and his site, it's just amazing, Art. You cannot believe it.
I'm beginning to get the vibe here that Aaron has loaded the phone lines with people. Did you make any?
Actually, no, I did not. I'm deeply surprised. I didn't even know you're going to have phone callers go. I knew there's so much that I was going to talk about.
Well,
we didn't finish it, but. I'm really surprised. And Steve, I love you. You're wonderful.
You are my brother and friend in Lucifer, Aaron. Art, I have to tell you that this guy is the real deal. I have been searching for him since 1987 when I had my spiritual epiphany. I was religious. I come from a Roman Catholic family. And I went through almost all of the Christian-based religions, including Full Gospel and Southern Baptist, Nazarene. And I could not find what I was looking for. I was ordained into a Wicca coven in Germany in 1987 by a lady who actually got Wicca into the Air Force Chaplain's Handbook. And I still cannot, I couldn't find it then either.
All right.
It wasn't until I heard Aaron on your show, and I was just, it hit me like a thunderbolt.
All right, got it. Thank you very much. Another supporter. International Line, you're on the air with Aaron Donahue.
Hey.
Hey.
Oh. I'm sorry, I'm not on the international, calling from somewhere international, calling from the San Fernando Valley.
Oh, well, then I have to zap you like a bad dream. I'm sorry. First time caller line, you're on the air with Aaron Donahue.
Hello, is this me?
That's you.
Yeah, forgive me if this is too personal, but is it true that you were found by your parents in a dumpster?
That's for Aaron?
Well, if you look at what has happened is there's the idea that I've been left for dead. And there's a personal story here that I'd rather not go into because I love my parents.
I'm really not interested.
And
I
don't
take
want
that as a yes.
Well, that is a hell of a story, though. If it is there something to that, Aaron, without going
there,
into...
No, there is nothing to that. To take that literally, it's wrong. I love my parents, and I respect them deeply, and I wouldn't say anything negative about them here before millions of people. So I realize the question is very interesting. There's an aspect to this that has nothing to do with my parents, but rather the type of environment that I'd been thrown into that did not appreciate my spiritual knowledge.
So
I was born with my spiritual eye wide open.
So it was metaphorical.
Yes, you could say, that you can't blame one's parents for
that.
Well,
you've
got to love and respect your parents.
All right,
let me
ask this. How have your parents reacted, if it's not too personal, to the path that you followed?
Well, I'll tell you, originally they were born-again Christians and hidden within that. And they refused their own psychic abilities for the longest time. And I deprogrammed them of their religion in about 5 minutes. It took me 5 minutes
five
to deprogram
minutes.
Them. And now they were instantly reborn and aware and awake. And now their spiritual eyes wide opening. And they're amazed and alive and happy. And they're growing spiritually on a daily basis. They're excited by life.
So you reprogrammed your born-again Christian parents in 5 minutes.
I can do it to anyone in 5 minutes.
We have 5 minutes.
Oh, you want to be deep?
No.
Really?
No. Wild card line.
Wait.
You're on
wait
the air
a minute.
With Aaron Donahue.
I always like when you have Aaron on the show. It's like I become a Luciferian for that short amount of time that he's on. I think there's a lot of truth that he speaks. And I wanted to ask the question of if Lucifer is our father.
Oh, you have a real bad line, sir. Real bad line. The question was, is Lucifer our father, right?
No, if Lucifer is our father, is Mother Earth hell? And is this why we're earthbound, that all we can travel, as far as we can travel, is the moon? And when we die or when we leave here on Earth, do we go to another dimension or what?
Okay.
It's a wonderful question. And by the way, when you die, there are many, many dimensions. And I can tell you that you don't have to die right now. This is a unique time in human history. The subject of death is immaterial right now. It has, pun intended. Right now, the subject of death makes no sense because you have a choice now. Every death from this point on, because of a certain type of knowledge that's happening and blossoming, is suicide. Every death is suicide. You make the choice to die now. Either you're going to become part of this and become part of a cycle for eternity, or you will choose to become as nothing. You, sir, are very lucky to be a Luciferian, and you know what I'm talking about. That question is wonderful because people need to know, A, never should you ever fear death. There's nothing there to fear. This is Malkuth or hell, earth, because it's a state of mind. Even the Catholic Church has admitted that this is a state of mind. We are in hell here in Malkuth. This is hell. And we can make it heaven through our work, the great work. The thing about this is you don't have to die. And again, that's for another show, and I have proof of
okay.
this.
All right.
This comes directly from Lucifer. You don't have to die now. It's your choice. This has to do with some technology. It has to do with the time machine. It has to do with your genetic material, your cellular material, and DNA. And this time machine is essential to your permanence.
All right, we're toward the end of the program, and I want to be sure there's not something that you really wanted to get in tonight that you haven't.
There is, and that has to do with the fact that when you go back in time and you look at these grassy fields during the time when mankind was early there, the children, as we see, that were born with the third eye open, the large children, it was said that the daughters of men mated with the angels.
Right.
When actually, it wasn't the angels. It was Lucifer. What happened is the technology used to reintroduce us here now in this timeline in the past where we were into young women, early humans. And you see, it's this path that we learn everything here that's reintroduced as part of a vast information system. We are all systems of information with the eyes and ears of the universe to record this and to learn and to grow.
All right.
It's a cycle. It's
all right.
Ultimate cycle, and you're now part of it.
East of the Rockies, your turn with Aaron Donahue.
Yeah, I'd like to know how the experiment with Gabriel called and stopped the other three archangels. How well has that affected them? And will the Gabriel eventually displace them entirely? And how will that direct human energies that have been directed toward the other archangels? Will Gabriel then become the medium through which all that orgone energy is redirected toward the great social change and other works?
All right.
Absolutely. The orgone energy, the sex energy, as Wilhelm Reich referred to, this again is the in a way, a food source for the angel that's inside women. And if you can control her sexually, you can control her utterly. That's what this is all about in the Supreme Court. It's not about abortion. It's about controlling her sex. It's about controlling. And the angel wants control more than ever before. And we're going to take it away. Love not thy angel. Gabriel has actually turned against the other angels and has joined Lucifer. And what has happened is this is reorganizing the way religion is occurring. This is what I mean when I say that this is the year that Christianity will begin to die. You're going to see the four great religions start to fall apart. From here on out, you're seeing the very bitter end of it. And you're seeing a new system that's unified. A new world will be unified in the way that the angels are now unified. And so what has happened with this unification of the angels is you see the death of these four great religions, which were the religions to feed the angels. And so you have angels on the side of Lucifer, angels on the side of the destruction of mankind. And guess who's winning? Lucifer. This is Lucifer's planet.
Wow.
We are winning. And you're going to see a great spiritual change throughout the planet because of this grand change with the archangels.
All right. We are at the end of the program. So I hope that you feel like you got to say what you wanted to say in the hours we had.
Art, you're wonderful. Of course. There's so much more.
Well,
I could go on for another 10 hours.
Well, it sounds like you could, and I'm sure we'll give you another opportunity to come back and do some more.
Bless you.
I appreciate it, and have a good night.
You too. Good night.
Take care. Okay, there you have it, folks. That's Aaron Donahue.